Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. The drive is live. That is just, man, you make yourself look old, man. I look at Danielle Hunter. We cover that dude. I just don't believe I'm 11 years older than that man. Yeah. But I am.
Yeah, you will. you hit 40. You hit 40, and how you view the world changes, my man. It just is what it is. You're going to embrace it?
I think I'm seeing somebody else in that mirror when I think of myself. I think I'm thinking of somebody else.
Nah, that's you.
I am 11 years older than Danielle Hunter. I just don't believe that. Hey, it's got to be really bad for you, Andy.
That is one thing, Ron. That when you
what's
as
the
you,
forecast this weekend?
It's funny. Yeah, how's the traffic? How's the weather? What's it is interesting, man. And you know, I do it as having played a former player, but I mean, anybody in the business that covers the game, I think it's probably very, very, you know, can relate to it. Is the older you get, the one thing that really sticks out is the dudes that are playing ball, playing pro sports, are so much younger than you. Right?
Oh yeah, when you met you and Tyler, that probably hits you too. We can all relate when you hit that moment where you're older than the guys in college that you watch.
Oh yeah,
like that is
up until you hit 40, you feel like you're watching your peers. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not as talented as them, but I can go out and play. Yeah, these guys are right along. And then you get an age where you're like, nah, these kids out there playing, these youngsters out there playing. My ass is old. Can I get one of them cold beers?
I just think that.
Let me get one of them cold beers.
My first time in the back of that Ford Escape, he was. I mean, Daniil was young. he was young.
Yeah.
All
man.
Right.
Hey, look, won't you take your pick? Won't you do some math with Will Anderson on the other side? See how much you. what is Will? 24? What you got? 17 years on Will?
17 on Will. All right. But no, man, we are live here. Football Friday, the second one of the year. There we go. I'm telling you, here
commission
he is.
Commission the building.
I see the commission.
The commission's that's in the building.
That's when
in them icy whites.
When Bruce turns into the commissioner, baby, right there.
Come
man.
On.
There he is. He's turning it on. But you can come on out and have a good time. Football Friday live. Here is BB's here, right off 99 here in Katy, Grand Parkway. Make your way on out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Great food, great drinks, great atmosphere. There is space right now. Get in here. There is space right now for you to get here and hang out. And we're going to have a good time. And enjoy yourself with us. Plenty of things for you to take home potentially. And check out my guy, Shay, right there. He has got our raffle box.
Big Shay.
That's right. You got a chance to win four $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Not going to lie, I just went there before I came here myself.
What'd you get,
I picked
man?
I picked up some shoestrings. I picked up some shoestrings.
Okay.
I got some shoestrings.
Hey, Tyler.
That's a neon green shoestring.
Nah, I ain't even trying. I mean, I can get down with the neon green. Hey, T. This may be the biggest show move ever.
What?
I'm going to make sure Tyler's listening to me.
What's
I know
that?
He's busy, man. Hey, T, my man said, I need some shoelaces. He went to a place and he's got a gift card, cuz.
I see you, baby.
Wow.
Hey, man, Academy Sports and Outdoors has it all, damn it.
They do. That is a great push for Academy. They got it all. But, hey, Ron's the only guy I know. It's like, man, I got to get me some shoelaces, man.
I better
hit this gift card right here. Man, the thing's 99 cents.
And I hadn't used that gift card yet. I used my
Hey, you
my
literally
father.
Could go to the 99 cent store.
Yeah. I used my Father's Day gift card that I got. From my in-laws.
My daughter calls it the yellow store, the old dollar store. You could have got you something to the yellow store over there, man.
Hey, and I still had $39 on
it. Hey, can I get a total on that gift card? $38.99. I don't know where you spent $1.01, but you did it somehow.
Hey, shout out to Academy Sports. You can go get you some shoestrings today, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
They got options. Green neons, apparently.
Hey,
I see
a,
you.
They had a great sale on Nike and Jordan gear in there today.
How did you settle on neon? I'm just curious. There's got to be a story behind it. That Trey had to have.
I just wanted to spice up the.
You want
to spice up the. Just add them up a little bit.
Okay.
Spice them up a little bit.
I see you.
Spice them up a little bit. But no, you can win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get you one free oil change, Tomball Ford. That you could win that as well. Tomball Ford will hook you up with a free oil change. You got a chance to win that as well as the big prize, future tickets. Future tickets to a Texans home game at NRG, courtesy of our great friends at Houston area Ford Dealers.
My understanding is last week was the Cardinals game. I believe the Colts game is the other one that, that tickets are being given away. So it's going to be one of those two games which are later in the year. So you got plenty of time to plan and schedule. But come on by here and get them tickets now.
That's right. Text line coming through. Ron laughs like a 68-year-old man.
Damn, do I?
Even better. That's great.
There you go.
That is
there
tremendous. That, I mean, that is a quality. That is a quality.
B. Scott's in here with me, and he immediately said, oh, my gosh, yes, he does.
Man, shut up, Brandon.
I mean, no, that is a, that is quality.
Listen, I ain't going to lie. I got a little deacon in me.
Sounds like you got a little boomer in you.
I got a little deacon. I got a little older deacon in me. I got that that lives in me. That's all right. That's all right. I got a little.
I don't know where he's going. This little dinky. This
I
little
said,
dinky in him. I don't know
I
what
said
he's doing
deacon.
Here.
Nah, I don't
oh,
like that.
Deacon.
Yeah.
Deacon. My bad. I thought you had a little dinky in you. I was like, I don't know what the hell is that. What does that mean? I'm uncomfortable.
He had a confused look on his face. I was about to say, I know deacon. They were two Americans. I know they got white deacons.
No. Hell, I thought you said dinky. I'm thinking, well, that sounds weird, but I'm going
to
let that one go. That's out of my, comfort zone, bro.
Deacon, yeah, deacon.
I got you. I got you.
There you go. All right, but make your way on out here and enjoy yourself. Again, as we said, Danielle Hunter will join us in this hour at some point. We believe Danielle Hunter will have him.
No, I mean, I'm told that he is he's in the shower. If anybody out there's wondering right now, Danielle's in the shower.
He's in the shower. All right.
He's getting cleaned up. Had him a good practice. He's in the shower, and when he gets out, he's gonna holler. It's about 2:30. About 2:30. This is live updates.
There we go. Live updates. Is that what we getting them? Okay, yep. I just got that myself. Yep. All right, gotcha. Live updates. 2:30-ish. 2:30-ish.
Ish being operative. Ish being operative.
That's right. And we know there is a space where that then moves to 4. So let's make sure we try to get him in. But we'll hear from the Pro Bowler Danielle Hunter coming up in a matter of moments. All right, Clint, I do want to update everyone here injury-wise. We are awaiting the official injury report as that will come out. It'll come out a little bit later, but since they play on Monday over the weekend, that's the one to really look at to see if they're going to be out. But practice-wise today and this in a Monday night week, this is the second padded practice of the week. Usually that's on Thursday. And Friday's a walkthrough, but this is the second padded practice. Not practicing again. Christian Kirk, Braxton Berrios, and Jake Andrews. They didn't practice yesterday. Didn't practice again today in a padded practice. Clint, to me, just history of the Texans and history of how football generally works, I would at least lean that those guys are probably not going to go on Monday.
Yeah,
that would be the lead.
I would imagine they're not going to go, but I would also imagine that if either are able to go, I would think that being the veterans that they are, neither one of them need the bulk of practice or any practice really to enter the fold offensively or on special teams. Braxton Berrios has been a return guy. I mean, you can put him out there. He could slide into any organization this weekend and be their punt returner immediately. And so that doesn't take a hell of a lot of preparation from a return specialist. And so if he can go, I don't think he needs a lot of prep. And then Christian Kirk, I mean, it's just a matter of Nico needs some help. CJ needs some help. That veteran presence and that skill set in the slot would be a game changer. So I wouldn't push it and risk anything at all. But if it is one of those deals where, hey, he just wasn't ready until Friday afternoon or he wasn't ready until Saturday morning, it wouldn't shock me if he didn't get on the field in some way, shape, or form. But right now I'm with you. I think I would lean towards none of those guys will be on the field.
Again, as you said, hamstring, it is a matter of, all right, can you go? Can you run without any pain? But we'll see. So I doesn't look great for them at this point. But Ed Ingram, who was on the injury report, he, according to Aaron Wilson, practiced again today and is moving well with that abdomen issue. He missed last week's game at that right guard spot that, as we've talked about all week, it just kind of kicked in effect a huge change in position moving on the offensive line. And I said it, and I'll say it again, the excitement level of, yes, Ed Ingram caught me off guard. I didn't think we'd be here, but this is a great sign of him being able to go, an important figure for them, to be able to have that offensive line to as close to where they were hoping it to be going into week one.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the ripple effect is what's so important here, right? It's yes, if they hit on Ed Ingram, if they get Ed Ingram from Minnesota, where he was a disappointment, where he was an early, I think he's a first-round draft pick in Minnesota, it didn't pan out there. They were as patient as they possibly could be with Ed Ingram, and it didn't pan out. Now he's in Houston, new system, different coordinator, different approach to offensive football. You know, I think with the obvious, attempt, at least desire to be a run first football team and a downhill between the tackles run first football team, there's a chance that Ed Ingram could show a little different showing here in Houston. But if we're being honest, it's and I hope like hell that works. But the reality of it is with Ed Ingram is it's the ripple effect, right?
Yeah.
It's the ripple effect of if Ed Ingram can play guard, he is a true guard, and he's in there dealing with defensive tackles. And by the way, Tampa Bay's got a couple of good ones. They got one real big one, right? You look at what happens then, and now my man Tytus Howard is able to move outside, and I just want to see Tytus Howard play that position and be able. You know, we hear him, Nick Caley and him talk about really the skill guys of playing to their strengths and getting them the football and doing things that benefit them. Let's do things that benefit Tytus Howard. I think playing tackle is there, whether we're talking run game or pass game. He's just built for that, and I want to see that happen. And then that gives you a decision you've got to make at the left tackle position between your veteran that you paid to be your left tackle and your rookie left tackle that you drafted that is obviously more mature and further along in his development than you thought. So, which is a great problem, by the way. Which is a great problem.
I think you brought up one. Vita Vea and the interior, yep, is a huge key matchup in this game with what looks like it will be Jarrett Patterson and hopefully Ed Ingram with Lakin Tomlinson. Mm-hmm. He can shut down run games on its own. He is a huge giant of a man with great feet that moves well. Even as he's getting older, he is a dominant force at times up front. That's one of the big key matchups. What other, it is Friday a little early, but what other key matchups do you sense in this game between the Texans and the Bucs?
Well, I would flip it over on the defensive side of the football, and if I'm going to just give you one, I think the biggest matchup over there is the Bucs, who have an injured left tackle, again, one of the best in the game, who is I don't even know if they've declared whether he's out or not, but I think it's questionable whether he even plays. I know he's been injured. So you're probably looking at a backup there. And then the other tackle on the right side is thought to be, at least in Tampa, thought to be one of the better right tackles in the game, but he's dealing with a lower leg injury. I think it's an ankle or something. So you've got either a backup left tackle, which I believe they slide a guard out in that instance, actually. You've got Tristan Wirfs, a guy coming back that was injured, so hadn't played a whole lot. And then you've got an injured right tackle, or at least a hobbled right tackle. So that doesn't seem to be a good scenario for the Bucs. You got Hunter and you got Will Anderson going against guys that are in some way, shape, or form either not the best tackle or not the best version of themselves right now. So
they're not the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
In terms of rushing the passer.
Yeah, you got two different animals out there that I think we could really take advantage of their tackles in a big way.
Yeah, and clearly they're at least not going to be 100%. And those two guys are great, the best pair of pass rushers, edge rushers in the game. Mm-hmm. They have got to not just win, but just force the Bucs to have to change what they want to do, like in some form or fashion. They have to show up repeatedly, and we watched them do that in games last year. And I'll be honest, I thought they would do that Sunday a little bit more. Not to say they didn't get pressure. I mean, they got three sacks on Stafford, and they made him get rid of the ball before he wanted to. But if it's a situation where, maybe both of them are out, or at the very least they are hobbled in some way, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson should take advantage of that and make that a huge asset for them.
Well, I think the big difference between week one and week two is about the quarterback you're playing as well.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Baker Mayfield is a good player. He's played really well. And he's doing some big things in Tampa. I don't know how committed to getting the ball out to beat the edge rushers. I don't know how committed to that he is. I know when you look at Matthew Stafford, the things like, hey man, it's the first week of the season. My back is messed up. My left tackle's got a bum leg or whatever the hell it was. You know, I think there's a conscious effort to get balls out on. Even their mid-range stuff was more hitting seams and throwing on time and getting balls out. I don't know that Baker is that committed to that kind of game plan. So I would expect the DNs for the Texans to have more of an opportunity to get home this week, at least as it pertains to the Baker's play style. I think it's going to be a little different than Matthew Stafford's.
All right, coming up as we continue on this Football Friday live from BB's right off 99 here in Katy. As we continue, we've got plenty of prizes. I'm talking gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors, free oil change to Tomball Ford, and future Texans tickets. All you got to do is put your name in our raffle box. We will be hooking up our first winner in the 2 o'clock hour, so you may want to get there soon. Right here, if you're in the building, make sure you do that. See our guy Shay right here at the front. Coming up, we expect to hear from, we just talked about him, a big key matchup for the Texans, Danielle Hunter, the Pro Bowler. He'll join us coming up next right here live on The Drive.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from BB's Tex Orleans and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here from BB's right off 99. Go ahead, you can clap it up. There you go. We're here in Katy as we're seeing some of the most famous Texans fans walking up in here today. And come on out and join us. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Let's head out to the phone lines right now. And we are happy to be joined by Pro Bowl defensive end for your Houston Texans, Danielle Hunter. Danielle, we appreciate you jumping on with us.
Hey, man, thanks for having me.
All right, man, you're a vet in this league, and I know you guys, especially with this defense, hold yourselves to a high standard. What did you think about your overall performance defensively last week against that really good Rams offense?
I mean, we knew coming out we were going to go into a really good offense, you know, going with the game plan. We did what we could. You know, we made a couple of mistakes first game, and we went back and looked at it, and then basically learned from it this week and then move on to the next opponent.
Danielle, the obvious mistakes that we've heard D'Amico talk about, I think, are easy for us as fans to see, right? I mean, if a receiver gets behind a defensive back in coverage, it's easy to see, oh, well, I mean, there's a panic mode there. There's a panic button hit. You know, something went wrong there. But beyond that, just those kind of obvious coverage deals, what did you see that you guys as a defense, because I'm going to be honest with you, I can't find nothing other than those mistakes. But what did y'all see that you say, hey, man, we got to be better specifically right here?
I mean, the biggest thing that we saw was just a couple of simple mistakes, you know, hand, eyes, you know keeping your eyes on your man. And we reviewed it in the film room, and we saw that it was a couple plays and then the score of the game would have been different, you know. But that's just basically the thing. Just simple mistakes, it just costs some points.
Danielle Hunter joins us as we're live here, Football Friday here at BB's. Come on down and hang out with us here at Katy. But Danielle, listen, you've been a part of some really good defenses in Minnesota, and this year we're coming into it thinking this has a chance to be top five, maybe the best in the league. What would you say it is about this defense that makes it potentially as special as many people think it can be?
I mean, the biggest thing from what I've seen and what I've learned over the years is just the guys they play together. And I see it a lot going through this offseason and going through the training camp. There's a lot of guys that are willing to sacrifice and do their jobs for other guys to do their job on the field. So that's the biggest thing. You know, on the D-line, we say 4 equals 1 because we play together. You know, 4 of us rush together, and that basically helps us disrupt the quarterback in any way. And when that happens, you know, the back end, they make plays and vice versa.
Talk to us a little bit about the guy opposite you, man, Will Anderson, the young fella. He talks a lot about taking his game to the next level, and I know you're not just a teammate. I mean, I've heard him speak highly of you from almost a mentor perspective. You know, what about what has he done? What have you seen from him to take his game to the next level?
I mean, with him, he's always trying to learn, man. That's the biggest thing. Kind of reminds me of myself when I was younger. I had a lot of mentors help me out. And I see this as, like, my opportunity to help him on his journey to becoming one of the greatest pass rushers, you know, to ever play this game. But the biggest thing about him, he's always trying to learn. And that's very good because a lot of guys come into the league and they get kind of distracted. And with him, I don't think it's not even possible to get him distracted because he's always locked in, focused, and he's always trying to learn and get his game to the next level. And that's one thing that's special about that kid, man. And his motor, his mind, you know, his family, I think that kid's very special. And, you know, there's a lot of things that I like about him, and I'm very impressed by the type of player he is and the type of person he is.
Daniil, let's move over to the opponent you all have this Sunday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I'm just curious from you, you know, watching film of them this year and past years, I'm sure, how different, especially for you personally, how different is it when you may have one of their best players, Tristan Wirfs, the left tackle, in the game or potentially out of the game? How different do you see their offense runs with him being in or out?
I mean, at the end of the day, this is still the NFL. Anybody can line up and anybody can go out there and play. You know, you just got to see it the same way Howard would see it if he was starting or if he was out there. And the biggest thing is just their quarterback. You know, he's able to make plays with his foot, his hands. You know, he's a clutch dude. So the biggest thing is just game planning for him.
Daniil, what about your head coach, man? I was, you know, we just talk. We do radio every day, obviously, and we hear every press conference, and it's interesting. DeMeco started out the week with that, oh, yeah, you know, you win one game, everybody thinks you're going to the Super Bowl. You lose a game, you want to fire everybody kind of deal, and, you know, kind of a more jovial, happy-go-lucky. And then all of a sudden when he talks to the media on Thursday, boy, he's spicy. And I tried to – me and Ron were talking about it here. I said, everybody just realize this is DeMeco Ryans, the player that is we're getting closer to kickoff, we're getting closer to game day, and things are significantly more serious right now than they were on Monday. Can you take us behind the scenes real quick with DeMeco of just kind of how that thing gets ratcheted up as the week goes on and how intense and dialed in he is, even from the head coach position late in the week?
I mean, after week one, you know, there's just a lot of stuff going on in the air about people panicking with the media or whatever. You know, it's just a few plays that really just made the difference. And the biggest thing is we just went in and we just learned from the mistakes and just kind of just tell guys to just take a deep breath and then get better next week. You know, it should be a big jump from week one to week two. And the biggest thing about DeMeco is, like, he doesn't panic. He's played the game before. He knows what it's like, and the players believe him. And that's the biggest thing. Whatever he tells us, we're 100%. The whole team is behind him because he's been there. He's been in the situations, all these situations. So he knows what he's talking about.
All right, Daniil, we appreciate you jumping on with us. And obviously, we're all watching Monday. And good luck here as you guys open up the season in front of these Houston fans.
Hi, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Daniil Hunter who joins us. Good to hear from him, man. Clint, he always sounds like he's ready to get on the field, don't he?
Yeah, man. I mean, he's a man of very few words. That's for sure, man. He is an intense dude.
Intense. Yeah, that is the thing that even come. You only have to be in front of him.
Well, we've had him in the post game a couple of different times, and it's just there's an authentic, just dead serious, tough ass dude to him. You know, there's a lot of guys that want everybody to think they're tough and it's an act kind of deal. But with him, he's a no BS guy. He is an intimidating figure. You know, even when you're not on the field, you're just in a post game with him. It's like, I mean, he's a bad dude now. So I would imagine DeMeco is going to keep him around here as long as he can play. He'll be a Houston Texan.
Real quick, because and I can understand why he thinks his mindset is that way. How different though do you think the Bucs offensively approach things if Tristan Wirfs isn't available? Like, does that change in your mind? Change the way that they may have to do business?
Well, I think it has to change, but it's an adjustment, right? I mean, most good teams offensively are held defensively too. I mean, you hear them talk about it here, but it's always talked about on the defensive side of the football when DeMeco's talking about that's who we are. That's our calling card. That's our identity, right? We're not there offensively yet. We have no idea what the hell we're going to be offensively yet. But when you're talking about the Bucks, I mean, I've not studied them this year. I mean, there's not a whole lot there to study other than one game. But I think when you look at Baker Mayfield's mentality, and you look at Mike Evans, his skill set. Ideally this is a vertical attack, a little bit more of an aggressive attack. The quarterback likes to hold the football. The quarterback likes to scramble around with his feet and make plays. And this is typically the kind of quarterback that this defense is built to force to hold the football and then let the DNs eat. And so we'll see if it can come to fruition.
I was going
to
say, they're going to have a little quick game action in this one.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they should. You watched a really good Green Bay team last night use motion. I mean, this is why it drives me crazy. We didn't see a lot of motion out of Nico last week. Is if you want to get a guy a free release and get the DB moving before the ball, you got to put him in motion. How many times last night did Green Bay throw an out route, a timing? You don't even need an offensive line. A timing out route for 8 to 10 yards. They did it 5 or 6 times with receivers that can't hold Nico's jock, right? So, I mean, those kind of things, you've got to have in the game plan to kind of combat some things. And I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see kind of what Baker's mentality. It's all about Baker, right? I mean, what Baker's mentality is offensively, and if he's willing to hold the ball like he usually is.
Well, I mean, he's going to do that a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean,
we got to make him pay. The interesting thing about this, I'm trying to wrap my head around this game, and is we hear reporters asking about the 2023 game, right? And we heard him ask CJ, apparently, I can't remember who it was, somebody's doing a story on that 23 game because they've asked the same question about that game to D'Amico and CJ. But, does Tampa Bay and Mike Evans and Baker, do they have, like, D'Amico figured out? Because that was a straight shootout, right?
Yeah.
Do they have schematically some things that – I don't know either. I'm not saying they do. I'm just saying in general, like that's the question. They scored points. It became a real shootout. And then on the flip side of it, does this offense have the ability, if that happens again, to go get points the way that CJ and Nico did his rookie year? That's there's a couple of things here that if you look back at the history of that 2023 game, it's like, I don't know how much we can draw from.
There's just some key parts you might just – that's hard to throw. Like the guy we just talked to wasn't there.
Right,
Kamari Lassiter wasn't there.
Yep.
Aziz wasn't there.
Bullock wasn't there.
Yeah. So there's some different things. All right, coming up as we continue, our trusty engineer Andy came up to me before the show started and said he threw in the towel on the Astros earlier this week. They're officially tied. I'll be honest with you. They're actually in second place because they don't own the tiebreaker over the Mariners. This thing has really gotten tight. Where are you right now? The Astros are tied in the AL West, 2 games clear of the final wild card spot. Where are you right now, concern-wise, with the Astros? We'll talk about that coming up next.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from BB's Tex Orleans and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. It's already a good, fun time here early in the 2 o'clock hour. We will be here till 6 o'clock. Football Friday, week 2 here in Katy, right off 99 BB's. Make your way out here, and you got plenty of prizes. Our guy, our first winner already, Richard, has taken home him a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Attaboy. You got a chance to win more of those, a free oil change from our good friends at Tom Ball Ford, and as well the big prize in the 5 o'clock hour, a pair of tickets to a future Texans game. I think the Colts game is where this one potentially will be, the Colts home game. You got a chance to win that courtesy of our good friends with the Houston area Ford dealers. So much there for you to enjoy, not only hanging out with us, but you may be able to take home a little something as well.
Yeah, and look, I know that Friday nights in Texas, but definitely in Houston, there's a high school football night. I know there's A lot of folks will be heading to a football game at some point when you get off. Make this a little pit stop.
Oh, yeah.
Make pregame right here at BB's Cajun Cantina over here in Katy. Now, they got a little bar here. If you can grab you a pop, nice little vibe in here. Come on through and get you a bite. Don't go to the game hungry now. Don't go to the game hungry. Hey, look, you'll be sitting there in the second quarter, maybe halftime. Now, next thing you know, you're eating 14 nachos and 14 hot dogs and all that. Come on through, man. We'll be right here.
Yeah, go to the game a little feeling a little good, too.
Yeah, you can be full and happy.
Why not? All right. Yeah, come on down, man. It's a good, fun time. We always have a good time here. All right. The Astros, we sat there and watched that two-hit performance they gave us. That was awful. And there's no excuses. I completely agree with Sean Pendergast as I was taking the kids home earlier today, Clint and Tyler. He said, hey, man, you got everybody in the lineup. All right? Jordan was there. Altuve was there.
Jake wasn't there.
Jake wasn't in there, but he's
on the team. He had a 300-hitter on the bench.
He's on the team. Jake was there. Jake is up. Your guys are here, all right? And you got to come up with, even without Jake, Clint,
yeah.
You got to come up
no,
with more
that's
than,
fair.
Than two hits.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. You got. I mean, look, that's I'm trying to be positive here. I wonder where all my it's a long season folks are.
Now you can't do that now.
Well, why not? I mean, why not? I mean, they was doing it to me then. Hell, I mean, I'm just telling you. You know, I'm just telling you. I mean, guys taking a break. Hell, didn't Altuve had a rest day 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Hell. Jake Meyer got a rest day yesterday, and we had an off day Monday. What are we doing here? We're here, baby. We're in the thick of it right now, and it's put up or shut up. There's no doubt. Luckily, you got some – I'm not going to panic right now because you got some head-to-head matchups, and you should be able to finish the season on a damn 7-0 run. Or six, is it 6-0, 7-0? They got a four-game stretch there with one of those two teams.
Yeah, the Angels, A's and the Angels.
Angels and A's, you ought to be able to move, have a little bit of movement in the standings when you got those guys to finish the season. So I'm not panicking, but this is a time where I like to remind my it's a long season, so folks, that this season's a little tighter than it should be, damn it.
So your concern level is relatively low.
Oh, no, my concern level, I mean – I'm not concerned based on what I saw yesterday because they had two hits.
Yeah. You just – I mean, overall.
Yeah, no, I mean, my concern level is – I mean, you've got to make a serious run over the next 3 weeks of baseball. And right now you've got one guy that you really, really believe in Hunter Brown. And you need Fromber big time. And, you know, beyond that, how are you going to make this run? You know, how are you going to do it? With the bullpen, how are you going to do it with the closer situation? I know it was good the last time he went out there, but you got a lot of problems, you got a lot of issues right now that you'd rather not have in the middle of a division run like this. But yeah, no, I mean, look, concern. I mean, with all the injuries and everything I just mentioned, hell, the concern of these two teams catching you. Hell, I'm higher than a four.
Yeah,
I mean, but it doesn't stem from last night. Like I'm not panicking because they got two hits last night. I'm just overall, I mean, there's a lot of inconsistencies with the Astros right now. And so,
I think that's kind of where I am, around the four. I think they'll be all right.
I got to be above five. Hell, I'm going to go with a six.
You're at a six.
I got to go with a six, man.
I certainly don't love the way they're playing, and I certainly don't love maybe we'll get an Astros.
Look here, you're trying to. I know what you're trying to do. You're stalling, trying to find the name of that fella we got pitching tonight. I know what you're doing.
I thought I put it in here.
Murray is his last name.
Jaden Murray. Listen, I don't love the fact the biggest game of your season right now is up to Jaden Murray, mm-hmm. who maybe Tyler, maybe you'll be our Astros insider. What do you got on Jaden Murray? What do you have on the
6'1", 190?
The starter.
He's born in Utah somewhere. I know that much.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't got.
Been with the Astros in just 2025. I don't. He didn't have any other history on his stat sheet other than 2025 Astros.
I said, boy, who the hell is Jaden Murray? I mean, we
6'1", 190. He's got a little hatchet ass in him. He's a little narrow.
He's a real first in the clubhouse, last out type of guy.
Hey, let's hope that is the case. Let's hope that is the case. Hey, and let's hope he's durable. Let's hope he is a natural, rotational, injury-free athlete, and he can get out there and just let it rip. We don't have to worry about his
that?
Elbow inflammation or forearm tightness after the first inning.
713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, guys. Text in. You give us your breakdown on Jaden Murray. I don't have him. Give us this. This felt like this could have been a bullpen day, bullpen game yesterday. I mean, Lance ate up two innings, and I mean, I'm sure he gave up a bunch.
Oh, man.
But he ate up two innings. I'm just saying, you ran through that with Christian and Lance yesterday. I feel like this could have been a start of a bullpen game. But we'll see what the young fella has with the game on the line, because it's on the line, Clint. They are now tied with the Mariners. The Mariners won late last night. They are now tied. And quite frankly, the Mariners have the tiebreaker. So if it ended, they would lose the division right now. So they're tied. The Rangers have found a way to get to two games behind them. So I mean, this is getting serious.
Well, the good thing is we've had some pretty good luck with guys that we didn't know existed pitching for the Astros.
You're right.
Before.
You're right.
You know, we got a 7-game lead in the division in the first half of the season, or the first 80-plus games of the season. I mean, and it was strongly due to a lot of guys that, I don't know the farm system. I don't know the minor leagues, the minor league. I don't know they had the prospect list memorized, but I didn't even know half those guys were Astros. And we had some pretty damn good luck with them. So maybe old Jaden Murray, solid name, by the way, maybe old Jaden Murray can have a good outing tonight and get this thing turned.
Yeah, don't like it with it in his hands. But I see a lot of people here, because we got to get the ultimate test on this. I see a lot of people coming in with – I'm super concerned about their offense. I don't know if they're going to be able to prevail. Someone did say Astros dynasty will prevail. They're not making the playoffs. We ain't making the playoffs. We're talking about Jake Myers, who struck out four times on Wednesday. Tyler, the ultimate test. Where is your concern level right now as this thing gets tightened up?
I'm not writing them off or anything, or saying they're not going to be playing baseball in October like some of these fools. But no, man, I'm not in a good place. I got no good things, feelings inside me regarding the Houston Astros right now. But, I mean, I'm hoping they can turn things around and get things moving in that right direction before the playoffs. But, I mean, it's bad right now, man.
No, damn it, Tyler.
How
we got to get you there by the end of the show.
How many times has this team been shut out this year, man?
We got to get you there before the end of the show. No, 6 o'clock, we got to get you back, Tyler. We need you. We need you to have that confidence you had when it was 11-0 in Game 7 and you still thought they could win. We need to have that delusional confidence. They need it. If we lose you, Tyler, it's downhill.
Well, it's getting
Come
close.
On, man.
It's getting
you
close.
You got three hours to get it together.
Are they going to make best bets?
I'm doing college football for best bets.
He's quit best bets. He don't even put them on best bets the last 2 days. No, Tyler, you gotta get it. You gotta get it there. You got three hours to pull it together.
I'll try, but no.
With Tyler's friends, hit him up. Now I feel like something's wrong. My concern meter was at a 4. Now that I'm listening to Tyler, it's jumped to a 7.
Can you believe that his is at a 4?
I just believe it's the Astros. They'll figure this thing out. Until I listen to Tyler. That's usually Tyler.
I mean, I've got the same feel of like it's the Astros, it's the dynasty, it's the chemistry in the clubhouse, it's that special it that they have. I have that, and I still can't get sub 5.
Yeah. I get you. All right.
You're damn sure not usually the low guy.
No, I feel it. It's the Astros. I mean, you got teams that have done what they've done 7 effing years. It's the Astros. All right, coming up. I almost
fair,
said it, too.
Fair.
Coming up, C.J. Stroud, he talked yesterday about handling the outside noise. I don't know that I believe him, but I think that spawned a conversation we need to have about him leading up into this game on Monday. We'll discuss that next.